The Moon and Sixpence, Volume 50, Chapter 3. Something seemed to twist his heart, and suddenly he felt an exaltation, a sense of wonderful freedom. He felt himself at home, and he made up his mind there and then, in a minute, that he would live the rest of his life in Alexandria. He had no great difficulty in leaving the ship, and in 24 hours, with all his belongings, he was on shore.The captain must have thought you as mad as a hatter, I smiled. I didn't care what anybody thought. It wasn't I that acted, but something stronger within me. I thought I would go to a little Greek hotel while I looked about, and I felt I knew where to find one. And do you know, I walked straight there, and when I saw it, I recognized it at once. Had you been to Alexandria before?
No, I'd never been out of England in my life.
Presently, he entered the government service, and there he had been ever since. Have you never regretted it?
Never, not for a minute.
I earn just enough to live upon, and I'm satisfied. I ask nothing more than to remain as I am till I die. I've had a wonderful life.I left Alexandria next day, and I forgot about Abraham till a little while ago, when I was dining with another old friend in the profession, Alec Carmichael, who was in England on short leave. I ran across him in the street and congratulated him on the knighthood with which his eminent services during the war had been rewarded. We arranged to spend an evening together for old time's sake, and when I agreed to dine with him,He proposed that he should ask nobody else, so that we could chat without interruption. He had a beautiful old house in Queen Anne Street, and being a man of taste, he had furnished it admirably. On the walls of the dining room I saw a charming belletto, and there was a pair of souvenirs that I envied. When his wife, a tall lovely creature in cloth of gold, had left us,I remarked lovingly on the change in his present circumstances from those when we had both been medical students. We had looked upon it then as an extravagance to dine in a shabby Italian restaurant in the Westminster Bridge Road. Now Alec Carmichael was on the staff of half a dozen hospitals. I should think he earned 10,000 a year, and his knighthood was but the first of the honors which must inevitably fall to his lot.